another episode of Insanity Run. I'm your host, T Insane. And look, I'm about to switch the format of the show up. I think y'all gonna like this. This is gonna document my journey that I'm on to rebuilding my life. You know what I'm saying? A couple of episodes back, I mentioned me and my wife wasn't together and we're going our separate ways. So what I'm about to do is start documenting my journey to me in the separation that we're going through. How's it working, you know? And that way there I can kind of help some people in their relationships. And some things you can see what to do, some things you'll see what not to do. But what I promise you is I'm gonna keep it 100. And everything that I say is gonna be 100, you know? And those who follow the story will be able to see me and my progress on the Insanity Room fan page. That's why I encourage people to go sign up for the Insanity Room fan page, so you can see my progress and you can see who I am now and where I started from. I'm going through what I'm going through, because through this process, you're gonna understand who I am, who we were, how far we came. You know, you gotta look at it as a 20-year relationship that is now going down the drain. You know, and I can't say everything was her fault. A lot of things was my fault. But my story, I hope it helps someone in their marriage to go further than I went. You know, I still think a 20-year run is good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I did something good. So that's that. But speaking upon that, okay, documented me and her had an argument. Things didn't turn out how I was supposed to, so, you know, it led me up here. But now it becomes deeper, because you go to finding out things that people said about you and how they feel about you, you know, while you was with them. And that cuts deep like a knife, man, you know, like when you really love somebody with all your heart. And then you find out that they're harboring all these negative thoughts about you, and it's coming out through the things they say to other people and how other people felt about them and everything, you know what I'm saying? So that in itself, you know, that's a whole entirely different place of hurt, because you're already hurting that you're separated, because there's no doubt 20 years, you know, I love her. You know, my feelings is kind of fucked up. So I have to go through what I go through. The worst part is finding out how a person really feels about you deep down inside. When you were so proud of them and showing them all, they wanted to hide you. And you really felt they had you at your worst, when they really was embarrassed of you. And you're thinking they're being there for you, but behind your back it's a different situation. You know, let me give y'all some insight on what I'm going through as a person. I'm going to get personal with you all, because I want y'all to realize that the journey that I'm documenting is about to become a series. The name of the series is going to be My Journey. And every week, I'm going to drop a new episode documenting my journey. But let me give you some insight, you know, how we met. I met her before my mom passed away. My brother introduced me to her. We was young. We hit it off. You know, my mom passed away and she was there for me. And I took and I withdrew into her, because my brothers was in jail and it's just me and her. You know what I'm saying? Me and my dad ain't had the best of the relationships. So things didn't turn out how I wanted it when my mom died. So I withdrew, went through some depression and everything, you know, and I felt she was there for me, so I became attached to her, maybe you could say it like that, and that became a problem, I guess, because she didn't take the attachment as me needing help. She took it as a way to, you know, I figured she loved me, but now finding out how she felt about me, you know, behind my back, for 20 years, man. It really hurts, you know. But in life, you go through things. And the journey that I'm on now, it's a different journey. It's a journey of finding myself. I'm not looking for a woman. I'm looking for me. So therefore, I have to find who I am. You know what I'm saying? And the things that I went through with her, you know, I admit I had depression problems, so I might have took certain things out on her. But the lifestyle that I gave her was a lifestyle I would say a baller would have, because there was nothing she would ever want. Right now, today, me and her not together, but she has everything. I left with nothing but two bags. That's why I'm documenting my journey. I'm giving y'all an insight of who I am. You know, I had long dreads in my head. I don't have dreads no more. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I have to get my grill fixed. All those are the things that I thought, despite, was missing from me, that she was gonna love me despite those things was gone. And it turned out that she didn't. That's the most hurting part of it. You know, I'm not embarrassed to say I need work done. But, you know, my appearance don't make me a person. So now this is going to give me, the good thing about that is it let me know how you felt about me. So I'll never give another person a chance to feel that way about me again. So I'm going to fix everything about myself. But the bad thing is, I really felt what you felt about me, you know, and it hurts. Not going to lie to you, I cried, you know, to know that you felt this way about me. The things that you said about me, you know, because upset or not. Because when you love somebody, you're not trying to make them hurt in no kind of way. Sometimes your actions hurt them, but it's not intentionally. But when you do it intentionally, that means you really don't have the love that you say you have, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, through this journey, y'all will find out that being strong is really the biggest part of everything. And if you can't remain strong, you know, you're going to fall. Because I'm not going to lie, I love her more than I love myself. And I started loving myself about 2-3 years ago. And I remember we've been married 20 years. And I explained to her how I felt. It was things that, oh man, y'all just got to stay tuned. Because the thing is, you got to listen to what's going on every week. It's going to be new and new news so that you know what it is and how I'm bouncing back. Like I'm saying, this week there's, you know, I came down here. I'm looking for a job. I done found a job. Now I'm about to start working so I can re-better myself and build myself back up. Me proving that I'm a man to me, that I don't have to take anything from her, that I don't have to hurt her in no way, even though my heart is torn, you know, because 20 years of sharing a life together, and all of a sudden, you really feel the feelings coming out, you know what I'm saying, and the things that you find out that they done to you. Oh my God, wait until I get into the things that she has done to me, you know, behind my back. You know, y'all gonna understand who I am. A lot of people that know me personally know who I am. I'm not the type of person to run the streets. I go to work and come home, take care of my family. Well, you know, I like to do a lot of family things. I enjoy being married, but when a person take, advantage of who you are, it becomes a problem. It's not love. It's you accustomed to a certain way of life. Okay, but I let myself go to give you a life that, you know, you a baller with love. You know, you're going on vacations. You got all kind of vehicles. You got rooms that people can't sit in. You got things that people envy you of. And that's all not selling dope. You know, I'm not selling no drugs to get any of these things. I'm working my blood, sweat, and tears. But I'm also letting myself go to make sure you're happy, to give you the world, because I felt I owe you that, because you was with me at my worst time. And then to come to find out that really deep down in your heart you feel this way about me, and these are the things you're saying about me, man, it destroyed me. You know, it brought me to a point to where I really had to sit down and I'm going over the process that deep in your heart, and this is how you feel, this is what it looks like in your eyes towards me. In my heart, it was nothing but sacrifice. Nothing was too good. Nobody could come before you. You know, and it hurts me to find out that, you know, you're the type that really didn't care in the end. You know, you got what you wanted and you out. Now I understand it. You know, not saying I don't love her, because I love her. 20 years, yeah, I love her. She was with me at dark times, but you have to imagine the feeling that I'm going through when I find out the things that I find out. So the life that I was living with the person I thought loved me the most wasn't really the life that I was living. It was a facade, you know, and it's cool because some things I allow, well, a lot of things I allow to please her, you know what I'm saying? But on this journey, it's about appeasing me, you know. I don't need no old lady. I don't need none of the stress right now. I need to rebuild myself and bring myself back to the state of who I am. You know, my family was telling me along the way, man, you know, you're not the same. And I understand that now. And shit, 20 years later, I'm starting all over again, becoming who I am meant to be 20 years now because I learned. So, okay, rebuild. You know, start over. Situation that what happened, how I got up here, y'all gonna learn about that too. The thing is, you just gotta stay tuned and be into the journey, you know what I'm saying? If you don't tune in every week, you're gonna miss certain parts of the story and you're not gonna understand what it is. You know, and some of the things she complained about, I understood, because I was doing that because of the way she was making me feel. You know, and y'all gonna hear all about all that. Today's the pilot of my journey, giving y'all a snippet of what it is and what I'm going through. You know, I'm going to release, excuse me, a lot of pictures on the Insanity Room group page on Facebook so y'all can see the lifestyle that I was living, so y'all can see where I'm from. I'm going to release a lot of pictures of what I'm going through right now so y'all can see who I look like and the transformation of what I become. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to explain and go into detail about a lot of stuff in my life because I really want to help people. You know what I'm saying? I encourage y'all to call a friend, invite them to listen. You know, get them, share this because this might be something that can help them. You know what I'm saying? Remember, I made it 20 years. You know, and I got fed up. I walked away. She didn't push me away. I walked away, but walking away, I found out things that I wouldn't have never found out long as I was with her because people did not want to hurt me or hurt our relationship because of me, you know. So it's cool, but it's not cool because the feelings that I have, you know, it leads both ways. But the good thing came out of it. I can help somebody go through this change, going through this. You know, because believe it or not, a lot of people feel like they have nowhere to turn when it comes down to the matters of the heart. Especially men. We have to be macho all the time. But if you would listen, you know what I'm saying, and understand, you know, certain things, we have to understand we have feelings too. If no one else want to recognize your feelings, you have to recognize your feelings. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna pause for the calls and I'll be back with the second half of the show in a minute.
Ease your mind a little bit.
Ease your mind.
Light up that blunt.
Light up that motherfucking blunt.
Lit back that sunroof.
Lit back your shit, man.
This that shit that we ride to. This that shit that we vibe to. This that shit that we get high to. That gangster music, nigga. And you can try, but you ain't the boosted, nigga. No, no. Baby, just got you, baby. I hit the stage and hoes go crazy. I'm player me. All my hoes got joint skills. They fade away. I hit the mall and ball. Shit, throwback after throwback.
on shit from my fans, but this feel a real nigga vibe when you're down and out. Don't nobody trust you, but when you got bread, it seem like everybody love you. It's still fucked up, man. In certain cases,
believe this,
look, they still racist. I can see it on them bitches' faces. That's why I'm smoking and laughing. I got my murder, murder, kill, kill on the corner. These little niggas got big pistols ready to put it on your soul. When you die, you might as well be high. Is it heaven or hell, or is it all a lie? That's why I smoke purple on Monday, purple on Tuesday. Two blocks cocked, so damn blues, man. I'm
smoking on purple, ease my mind.
Entertainment, y'all savage, get it right, nigga.
This that shit that we ride to.
Smoking on this Doja, I done got a bag for cheap, nigga. Eyes barely open and I'm glued to the back seat. Boosie took another hit and then he passed it back to me. This shit must got something in it, nigga. Slipped some crack on me, fumbling and tripping. Almost passed the blunt to see. Got it cloudy in the belly, nigga. Squinting, trying to see. Late, don't know what time it is, but I know it's time to eat. Riding dirty, bumping, riding dirty. Know how that shit be. One day you're here and the next day you're gone on repeat. With that nine up in my wreath, cause right now dying ain't for me. Man, this pine got me sleepy, but I'm too high to go to sleep. Bustin' older when you roll it, potent as it supposed to be. And we rollin', I'm smokin', I'm back to back consistently. Keep moving, Dutchess, feel ease. Garcia's a Swiss of sweets. Young Savage don't really care, just put that shit in the ass.
Smokin' on purple, ease my mind.
This that shit that we get high to.
My mind.
I got a call from a friend who I used to love. She told me meet me at the bar, had my favorite club. Down, I said on, I got my drink of my favorite wine. Then I felt a cold rush coming from behind. She grabbed my waist and whispered in my ear, thug, I miss you. We need to talk, cause me and my man, we got some issues. We started reminiscing bad times and the good times. Like my first line, you cute, will you be mine? Smelling just how I remember she was looking fine. And I ain't coming home tonight, that's what's on my mind. Tell my girl that I got studio time. Go snatch around her, cause my car draw too much attention. We hit the room, we got the drink and this shit. And off top, I was gon' bang on my dick. We hit the Embassy Suites, man, she turned to a beast. She introduced me to her tongue ring and put me to sleep. I ain't coming home tonight, I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. Cause tonight I'm on a flight, tonight I'm on a flight. Just had a concert, tired and my lungs hurt. When she walked in VIP with a high score, she had a ass like Buffy, she turned me on. I even went to start blushing when I saw a thong. She grabbed my cheeks and said, ooh, you so cute. She had a girl who wanted Webby, she was cold too. I asked her, can we come and see him before we take it in? I hit that spot, I hit the tub, she started laughing in. Don't look like I'm coming home tonight, cause the conversation right and the vibe just tight. Man, she came to the bed with t-shirt and her drawers. Soon as she laid on side boots, I got a hard on. I put my hand up on her thighs, then I rubbed that coochie. I heard her moan under her breath, ooh, boozy. That pussy soaking wet, man, we all on the floor. I hit her from the back and it's a fact.
And I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right, I know it ain't right, but I ain't coming home tonight. Cause tonight I'm on a flight, tonight I'm on a flight.
Me and my girl just had a fight, I gotta get away. Look like I ain't coming home
alone for a couple days. I hit the plane, I chill, put on my shades. On the plane, came, now I'm in a daze. I approach you, you remember them little boozy days.
You remember?
I broke your virgin at 15, now you feel played. But by the way, why them bruises on your fucking face? She say my man still bringing up that boozy case. What's your destination? Florida, that's where I'm going to. I'm at the same hotel you at, room 102. And you can come to my room, but she said,
I ain't
no.
coming out.
She said, no, you can come to mine. I got a surprise. I walked up in the room, the smell was the best. She had on a little red dress. I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But I ain't coming home tonight. Cause tonight I'm on the flight.
Welcome back to the second half of the show. You know, like I said, the journey continues. Things happen, you know what I'm saying? The insight is, you know, we grew up in New Orleans and we got married after my mom passed away, you know. And I promised my mom in the hospital room looking at her dead body that I was gonna take care of her and treat her like no man has ever treated my mom. I watched my mom struggle. You know, I'm the oldest kid, and I watched her struggle taking care of us and the things she went through in her relationships, and I vowed not to put her through those things, so I never cheated on her. I never did things to make her feel that she couldn't trust me. Yeah, we had our differences, but, you know, other than that, she never felt that she couldn't trust me. But to find out in the end, the way you felt about me, it was real hurtful. It was real, you know, oh man. Yeah, you don't understand the pain that I'm going through right now. And it's not even the pain of the breakup, you know, like, you know, y'all breaking up and y'all going your separate ways. But it's the pain of how a person felt towards you during your relationship, and you find these things out, and then the bad part about it, they don't know you know. You know, they don't listen to the show and stuff like that, so, you know, they don't know you know. They don't know that you know everything they done done and said, you know. And then the bad part about all that is none of that's going to come out on my end. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have nobody saying he was doing this and he was doing that. And, you know, you look back on things and hindsight is 20/20. And the way I see things now to how I was seeing things when I was going through it, I guess I was overlooking it. Because there was times where I said things, you know, and brought attention to the same things that are being confirmed now, you know. And you know, that let me know my feelings were validated. I'm feeling the way I was feeling because you have no reason to tell people these things unless those things are really happening. And this is your husband you're talking about. You know, somebody when y'all was together, I'll never do this to him and never do that to him. And then in the end, you did all those things to him. You know? So, you know, it's hurtful. You know, I drop tears, but as a man, you have to look at, you know, you can be scorned and treat everybody dirty and messed up. You know, you can become a tyrant to women, but that ain't what I am. I'm not that way, you know. But anyway, we got married, we stayed. Hurricane Katrina brought us to Baton Rouge. And we was married like 5 years before we came to Baton Rouge for Hurricane Katrina. You know, and when we came, we spent the rest of our marriage in Baton Rouge, building a life, living in a nice neighborhood, you know, eating out and and oh man, going on vacations and all this other stuff, and secretly behind my back, you feel some type of way about being with me in public. You know, it's cool to be out with me in public in another state, but you feel some type of way about me. You know, you know that would mess with my self-esteem, knowing my wife felt the way she felt about me. And I was at my worst. Now y'all gonna learn some things, and you're gonna be like, wow, man, really? And that, and she feel that way about you? But you know, that's neither here or there. You know, you just gotta stay tuned to the journey and see. And like I said, you know, we became married and we lived and we went through things together, and now we're going through a separation in those things that, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, we need some time. I'm gonna get us together. If, you know, we're gonna get right, she don't want to be in Louisiana, maybe we can mend fences and I can move her to Texas and we can enjoy our life up here and start another life. But to come to find out that you felt that way about me, it was a blessing and a curse. You know, it was a blessing to find out that how you really felt, but it's a curse because I can't wait to Houston, Texas to find out how you really felt about me. And it hurts, you know, there's no denying that part, it hurts. But if my pain can be a guideline to everybody else so you won't be bitter, the moral of my story is this: you have to look out for you too. You know, because you can put your all into a person and that person is not going to put their all into you. You know, there's certain things she did to me that I overlooked and just kept rolling with it, you know. But I see now clearly what it was and what it meant to you versus what it was and what it meant to me. And what y'all going to learn through this journey is that you can't control how a person feels towards you. It's not your fault if you're being deceived in some kind of way, because that's why it's called deception. But what you can control is how you react to any situation. You know what I'm saying? Man, I invite y'all to invite some people to sign up for the, you know what I'm saying, the group page, man, as soon as possible so y'all can see what I'm talking about. You know, I'm not gonna even go back and forth with her over what I know. She don't even know I know. You know, so all this is going to come out over the podcast. Y'all are going to be in the midst of everything and learning everything, you know what I'm saying? So if she ever decides to listen to the podcast, if she leave messages or whatever, I'm going to play those for y'all. I'm going to let y'all hear what's going on and how her reaction is. You know what I'm saying? So you see, that ding mean, that's a good idea. So y'all can see what it is, so you can know what it is. You know, I want y'all to learn. I want y'all to be in a better situation than I am. And this might help a marriage that is falling apart. You know what I'm saying? This might give you an insight and make you step back and look and be like, okay, maybe I'm doing this and that's what's causing that. Because I'm going to give everything to you. Everything. You know, but y'all got to follow the journey. You also got to remember, man, tell your people about the podcast. Give them the like and subscribe. Help me pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? Show me some love. You know, my journey is, it's not just my journey. It's a journey for all of us. And then I'm going through this amongst COVID. I'm going through this amongst a racial war and racial equality struggles for people. So, you know, it's bigger than just that. There's other things I'm dealing with too. And throughout the mansion, she's dealing with things too. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be a tyrant. I want to be cordial. I want to let the pain go. And I need y'all to help me let the pain go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give y'all my story. I'm going to give y'all a part of me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned next week for some more. You know what I'm saying? This has been T Insane, your host of the Insanity Room, and as I always say, have an insanity day, and I'll see y'all next time. Remember, hashtag over, go to Insanity Room Apparels at lunchcart.store.com. Insanity Room Apparels at lunchcartstore.com. And hey, check out some of the merchandise. If you befriend me on the page, you can go to the fan page and you can click on the link and follow the link to the store. Get your hashtag over, get your Black is Beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Get your gear on, help your boy out. Let me see me prosper and bounce back. And stay tuned next week. Have a blessed day.